there are gods, gods everywhere, and nowhere left to put my feet. Those are the words of a 12th century Indian poet as he cast his eyes on the mass of religious images that surrounded him. And several centuries on, you can still see what he meant.
Coming to a place I'm not so familiar with, like India, helps open my eyes to the fact that religious art gets everywhere. You don't only find it in churches, temples, and galleries. Religion has always brought out the artfulness in people, on the body, in the home, and on the street.
And it can seem quite simple, whether it's a matter of religious awe, or a way of satisfying our curiosity by peeking into the hidden world of the divine. But if we go a bit deeper and try to explore how these religious images actually work, it turns out to be a little harder than you might think. It was 1906 when the artist explorer Christiana Herringham was trekking through this remote part of central India. She had been intrigued by stories of an ancient religious site long hidden in the hills. And after weeks of very rough travel, she was astounded by what she saw. Spanning an entire rock face were the Ajanta Caves. This network of Buddhist prayer halls and monasteries was begun around 200 BC and added to over the centuries.